It's called the Wisconsin Walleye Initiative and is being pushed by Governor Walker. It increased lake stocking by up to 120,000 fingerlings a year. That would mean a 500,000 of the 6 to 8 inch baby walleye would be stocked annually by 2016. DNR Secretary Kathy Stepp says it's good news for resorts and anglers.
There is a need and a desire and demand for more walleye in the north. This is a great way to engage all of our partners. We've got private aquaculture, we've got tribal partnerships, we've got the state side of things. A great opportunity for people to come together and then to make that strong commitment to move that issue forward and continue to remain a destination location from around the country.
The proposal would spend $8 million to expand state, private, and tribal fish hatcheries. Stepp says this isn't an olive branch to tribes, which have quarreled with the DNR over mining, night deer, and wolf hunting, and this spring, fish spearing and bag limits. Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission Chairman Mick Isham says the increase sounds good.
It's all about the total numbers of fish in the lake. So if we have good walleye reproduction, the invasive species, or the increase in bass, or any information on the lakes, I think that's more of an important thing to fund than funding lawyers and fighting about it.
Cable Chamber of Commerce Director James Boland says this is an aggressive proposal to reverse a trend of a decreasing walleye population. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.